Yo, we're at the solstice. It's pretty awesome.
It's nighttime. And Harry is beatboxing.
I think it's great gathering. I mean, basically, when you think about it, the whole thing about the summer solstice or the winter solstice is it's time for celebration. We're not a dogmatic religion that believes in standing up in pulpits and telling people what to do. We just think, let's celebrate. And people here, in their own way, are celebrating the longest day or the dawn of the longest day, and it doesn't matter how they celebrate it, it's a celebration, it's a time for celebration, and that's what people should do.
It's mad.
It's something everyone should do once in their life.
I like when we sit down and like listen to all the music and go by the stones and touch them and stuff like that.
Poetry stage, and it's called the Sacred Soapbox, and the idea is to bring poetry back to the sacred places to, shall we say, elevate poetry by bringing the sacred element back into it. And I've been coming here since 1976. I was married here, I've been to a funeral here, and I've been to christenings here, and I have kept close touch with it over the years, and this is my contribution to making it a richer event.
It's just, you know, a way of life, it's a path, it's just, you know, a way of living. Giving thanks for life, for all I have, to try and, you know, live for the moment and try and send out as much positive energy as I can to the rest of the world.
I haven't missed one since 1986, although for the first 14 I spent them in the police cells, because I actually took Her Majesty's Government to the European Court of Human Rights in 1999 over the exclusion zone, and they've not applied for it since.
I think it's a special time. Solstice at Stonehenge is a very special time for people, and I think that's why there's so much problem about denying access to it at this time. There's something spiritual about it. Whether you're pagan, you don't even have to be, I think, religious about it. I think that this time at Stonehenge, it's important for people, you know, communities to get together and be together. I don't exactly know why, but, and like I say, you don't even have to be religious to come to Stonehenge at this time of year.
Yeah, this is only my second time, and I went for the first time last year, and I still remember the feeling when I first saw the stones, how massive they are, and you can't just ignore the energy from them.
It's the turning of the wheel, the longest day, the shortest day, and the two equal days, and as a pagan priest, that is a time to know. And it's basically nature worship. It's just saying, you know, this is the time to know. This is the longest day. This is the shortest day. And it's from that that you work out a time to plant, a time to harvest. Or that was the case in the natural world when we used to actually need to know these things. But now we've got the Gregorian calendar and we've got British Standard Time. We don't really need any of the natural world anymore. Well, that's what they tell us. I still believe we do.